Oh, got him.
I didn't talk.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 49. I didn't look up 49s. I totally forgot.
I did.
Good job.
Okay. He's a shooter. He played on the West Coast.
Vladimir Radmanovich.
No. Hmm. No.
77.
Killed the Lakers in playoff series before the three-peat.
Before the three-peat?
Yes.
For the Jazz, I assume. Yes. Who in their... Geiger?
Shooter.
Matt? No.
Defensive player.
Oh, I have no clue.
Like a guard, small forward.
I wanted to say Byron Russell, but he's three.
Getting there, getting close.
With it, he just kind of shoots it from behind
his
head.
He's also played on the Heat.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
With an H? Is there an H?
Yes, there, yes.
I thought his last, I don't know. Shandon Anderson.
Yes, very good.
He wore 49, good
one. Yeah. Also, only two other people in the NBA, Mel McCants.
I actually know that person.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is that Rashard McCants? Is his like uncle or something?
Maybe.
Cameron Oliver.
Don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
Sorry, Cameron.
And then some other famous 49s for everybody out there. Baseball. Really good players. Chris Sale and Tim Wakefield, both pitchers for the Boston Red Mittens.
Socks.
Booties.
On your feet.
Red booties.
Red stockings.
Yes.
All of the San Francisco football team. The 49ers.
Very good.
California.
Very good.
Founded 1849. Should have done a California-themed episode. Because you know what? California knows how to party.
Party. Corner. There you are. Welcome back to the Sneaks and Stats podcast.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Check us out on Instagram. Follow us there. Follow us on X, Threads, and TikTok, where we tickle tacos.
I was like going to join you, and then I was, I don't know if I want to join you.
don't say anything. Just shut up.
I hope he keeps going. I got a couple of hot topics for you here, Mr. Daddy.
Don't call me that.
Mr.
That's my father's
Mr. Daddy.
Call me Daddy.
Call me Father. The return of Mr. Kristaps Porzingis.
Yes, that game just concluded. Game one of the finals.
Game one of the finals.
Celtics smoked them, as I believe we somewhat predicted on this podcast just one episode ago. Kristaps had a good game off the bench. 20 points. I think a near double-double, if not a double-double.
His defensive presence was huge tonight as well.
And that's what they really need, just because Al Horford has... and their go-to defender for a long time.
He's 49 years old.
He is 49 years old. Yeah, he fits the bill. Before they traded Robert Williams, of course, he was up there, but he was often injured during the big games. So, yeah, they really needed him, and he did really well off the bench. And I think the defense is really what is going to set the Celtics team apart.
I agree.
Even though you have two of the most outstanding offensive players of a generation on one team, I just think, like, 1 through 7, especially, the Celtics' defense is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even Tatum and Jaylen Brown have, like, gone up to another level.
Super stacked.
I was listening to the radio broadcast on the way home.
Yeah.
And I was so frustrated.
Who is it on the broadcast?
PJ Carlissimo is the color commentator, who he's great.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's with. It's a voice I somewhat recognize, but I don't think it's...
Spiro Dedis.
No, it's not Spiro.
John Ireland.
John Ireland is a fantastic...
I love John Ireland. He gets so mad on social media when, like, a team loses, like the Lakers or Dodgers.
He's the best, man. L.A. legend, yeah, for sure.
Big time.
And him and Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson is kind of funny on the Lakers broadcast. Like, he's not great. He's like a good personality, but I feel like he often interrupts John Ireland.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And John Ireland, like, really, you know, he's been working with the Lakers for so long that he worked with Chick Hearn. He was on the sidelines when Chick was still calling games. So, and Chick, of course, famously, well, I mean, I don't think it was too uncommon back then, but he would do the radio call and the television call, which is difficult
because, back then,
right. Yeah, you gotta, you know, when you're calling radio, you really have to give detail and constant updates about what's happening. And I think John Ireland does a good job. But whoever it was for ESPN tonight left a lot to be desired, because there was like a 10-minute stretch I was listening to it, and they didn't say the score. I had no clue what was happening. I knew what was happening on the court, but I didn't know how it affected the game, because they'd be like, oh, Luka Doncic with a huge layup. And then they'd be like, and I eventually found out, oh, they're down by 25. So yeah. It didn't matter.
Mavs put up a good fight, got it down to 9 at one point. Celtics called timeout, and they went on their own run and never looked back. So game one is
I picked over. It up, I think, right as the fourth quarter started, and they said that Jaylen Brown had 3 blocks in the third quarter alone.
Yeah, he's
earned that Eastern Conference Finals MVP, that's for sure.
Man, we jinxed this one. They're going to get it, I think.
We kind of said that they would, but we also said, like please, we don't want you to.
Please don't. Please no.
But you mentioned it before we started, too, that, you know, they got the Jays, especially, got mm-hmm. they have something to prove.
Yeah.
More than anyone else on the team. Maybe Horford right. feels that way. Drew Holiday, he's already got one. I'm sure he wants to show the Bucks, like, you made a mistake.
Right.
But
I saw a funny stat. Grant Williams will get a ring because he was in the offseason, he was traded from the Celtics to the Mavs. And then halfway through, he got traded to the Hornets. But technically, he was part of both finals teams.
That's stretching it a little much for me. The Mavs, I could get. Like, you were there for a little bit.
We played for them.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know. I think the only time I feel like you get like an honorary ring or whatever is mm-hmm. is if you leave the team after you were on the championship winning team, like when they won the championship.
Right, right.
Like Danny Green famously, he went like 3 years.
Never mind.
Danny Green went like multiple years in a row without getting a championship ring because he won back-to-back championships. He was on the Raptors that won.
Yeah.
And then before the Lakers went to Toronto, either he didn't play or it was the season was shortened because of COVID. And then, of course, the bubble championship. So there was no like parade or anything. And the next season,
yeah,
I don't like it was something very weird where it took like forever to get his Raptors ring. Like
that sucks
because it just never lined up.
Yeah. So.
But he's an example of like you were on the team during the finals and then you left the next season. So you still get your ring just eventually. Grant Williams, I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I feel like if I was Grant Williams, I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah?
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like he would be like, yeah, hell yeah, give me that thing.
It might be your only chance, if we're being real.
Especially the team he's on doesn't look like they're going to go anywhere soon. So
they do not.
Right.
See that clip of LaMelo driving a go-kart on his roof? On his roof. He's got like 4 patches of grass on his roof. I'm like, where do you live, bro?
I know. Cool roof, though.
Poor LaMelo. Poor Hornets. Sorry. Shout out the Hornets.
Poor ankles.
Yeah, man. You need insurance. You need that Kobe Bryant life. Yeah, the finals. I think it'll be a good series. I don't think it's going to be the Celtics are just going to come out and beat them by 20 every single game.
Yeah.
But as I said to you before we started recording, game one in Boston of the NBA Finals, that's a tough ask. Man. Boston is one of the most notorious crowds.
Basketball city, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're insane.
Mm-hmm.
In a mostly good way.
They're, in a lot of sense, like LA in terms of sports because they want that. They want to take the lead back in championships.
And I think, you know? Too, similarly, and, you know, LA is a little different. As far as their sports like fandoms go, there's a lot of rabid fans in LA.
Yeah,
but I would say often you don't notice them as much at the games, at least at Laker games.
Yeah,
you know? But
not until the playoffs.
In LA, it's in Boston. I would say it's championship or bust.
Yeah,
you know, like every year that you don't win a championship is a failure.
Right.
I'm kind of envious of those teams that like you know. We made it to, like, Indiana this year. We made it to the playoffs.
Super excited.
Like, we made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's a great accomplishment where
yeah.
no matter what Lakers, how the Lakers team is constructed, you're going to be like, you should be, if you're in the playoffs, you should win that. You should win the whole thing.
Right. And it's almost a little bit of a burden to being a city with a team that always goes to the playoffs and has success because then there's also the heartbreak is a little more harsh.
The crown is heavy.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, right?
Yes. Yes. And it's me. I'm wearing it.
How about this little debate, bro? They've been talking about between...
The hot dog is not a sandwich.
The hot dog is not a sandwich. It is a glizzy.
Yeah,
BBL drizzy. But between Draymond and Sheed, the OG Pistons versus the Warriors, I feel if they were to play each other, I think the Warriors would whoop them.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 2017 Warriors...
72 points a game.
...are on another level.
Yeah.
Like, KD and Steph, it's just not fair. It doesn't matter who they're playing.
Super unfair.
That
right?
team is maybe the most talented team of all time. Maybe yep. not the best team. I would still say there's some Lakers and Bulls teams that could go head-to-head. Celtics teams, of course. But, like,
yeah.
they have the most talent of any team.
Yep.
Because their top three, four guys were just ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. No, sorry, Pistons.
No, that Pistons team was not... The offensive firepower is not even close.
I'm not a fan of Draymond, but the... We'd play you out of those Air Force. That was a pretty good line. How about this? How about the Cameron Anthony Edwards beef?
I think Cameron's taking it a little too far, man.
It's pretty weird. Did you see what he posted on Instagram?
Yes. It's kind of creepy. Is that the right word? Scary? Kevin Ware.
Yeah, it was disturbing.
Why would you bring that up?
And that picture I feel like a lot of sports fans have seen the Kevin Ware Louisville injury.
Yeah.
But every time you see
If you haven't, brace yourself.
Just don't.
Don't look.
It's crazy. And I don't understand why he's beefing so hard with Adidas in particular. Is he just a big Kanye fan?
I wonder if a long time ago when him and Jewel Santana were on their heyday, a lot of rappers were barely getting into these sneaker deal things, like 50 Cent and stuff. Maybe there was some beef. But also, the commercial, if I'm Cameron, doesn't bother me. It's just like a, you know.
What did the commercial say? I actually haven't seen it.
It's Anthony Edwards shooting, and there's a guy, and there's a machine that prints out receipts. And it's all the things that people said about Anthony Edwards. So I said, Cameron said this on this podcast. It wasn't even that bad, to be honest. I forgot what I exactly said, but... And then there were other people that he said, Stephen A. Smith. He talked about all these people. I mean, it was like super heartless to me.
Smart campaign.
Yeah, it's cool. It's friendly, right?
Yeah.
It's fun. It's not, he's not targeting your family or anything. It's nothing serious, right? And then Cameron, here comes Cameron with the craziest of diss track, live diss track, the Kevin Ware stuff, which was so weird. I don't know. But yeah, really weird situation.
Yeah, the Cameron thing is really weird. Maybe he's trying to capitalize on the Kendrick Drake beef. He's like, beef is hot right now. The beef is sizzling.
Yes, I think it's forced a lot of people to kind of get creative with their beef with people now too. Whenever something happens, like even like the Draymond thing, that tweet seemed kind of diss track
loaded,
right?
Yeah. But beefing with an entire company is a little strange.
Yeah, be careful what you wish.
He just got shooters.
A quick one. Zendaya, the actress, is now a partner with On.
Yep, if you saw that today.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
good for them. Both. Good.
That's a big signing, even if they're not an athlete or if she's not an athlete.
Oh yeah,
still a good signing to have.
Everyone that follows her kind of wants to be like her. All the kids are going to be wearing On now, I think.
Zendaya definitely is like a mega star. It's kind of crazy how insanely popular she is.
Right. I don't want to act like a teeny bop or anything, but The Rock has like 300 million followers on Instagram.
The Rock?
Zendaya has like 195 million.
Dang.
1 million is a lot. So 300 and 195. Yeah, they're
doing okay.
They are mega stars.
They're pretty big.
That's right.
You ready for some shoes?
I am ready for some shoes.
I love shoes.
Do you?
Shoes or socks? If you had to choose one.
Socks with shoes.
No.
But.
Not allowed.
Vans, shoes only during the summer. Right? You're like, no, what? Socks always. No,
socks only. I'm only wearing socks for the rest of my life. I'm starting a new podcast.
Sneaks and socks.
That's right, baby.
Socks and stats.
Yeah. First up, we got a pair you sent me. I saw these leaked a little while ago, or were announced a little while ago, and I was like, ooh, these are nice. I don't know much about these shoes.
I kind of went with a lot of my like taste in these new releases
here. That's your job. I do my taste in stats, so it's all like, oh, how many Vorps did you get?
This one I was like, ooh, I would put that in the cart. Put that in the cart. And one of the pair, maybe two of the pairs, now that I saw it again, I'm going to get for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to. This is
fine. This being one of them?
Yeah.
This is a great pair.
Yes.
I can already tell around what era this was made.
Yeah.
Because of this and because of these.
Because of that and this splatter print.
Yes. It's so
super 90s.
Jordan 4, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, late 90s or late 80s for the 4, of course. But this just reeks. It reeks of Jordan 4.
Right.
So these are the Nike Air Tech Challenge 2. And this is the Hot Lava.
Hot Lava.
Yes.
Came out in 1990, famously worn by Andre Agassi, who was the tennis player that kind of caught my eye when I was young.
Okay.
My parents were huge on tennis and basketball, so every time there was a tournament, French Open, Australia Open, whatever, Andre Agassi was the guy.
Okay.
And you know how it was him and Sampras was kind of like the rivalry, right? This was the shoe that he wore along with a black one, the black Hot Lava.
Which that they really re-released that in 2020.
I think. 2020 was inspired, which is the cool. Here's the cool fact: the Yeezy 2 was inspired by this color.
Oh, totally see that. Yeah.
Because of the reds and the blacks, right?
And even the big strap on the Yeezy is kind of like an extension of that eyelet there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely this whole back upper area is definitely copied onto the Yeezy somewhere. But he wore this, unfortunately, in a loss in the French Open in 1990 against, I think, Andres Gomez. Mm. So kind of sucky, but still a historic shoe. Kind of wish, for me, I wish he won, but.
There, that's a sick pair, man.
And he he's had 8 majors.
Wow.
So
pretty decent.
Probably the most iconic tennis shoe of all time. Has to be.
You think so? More than the Mac Attack?
Mac Attack, yeah. I mean, this, along with Agassi's style, how he played with jean shorts, bro. In different tournaments, like
that's crazy.
He cared about his outfit. He was like the, I don't know what you'd say, like the Shawn Michaels, I guess, or like the flamboyant guy.
I don't know
guy.
If you care about your outfit if you're wearing jean shorts.
He don't that's care. Remember him, that the long mullet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The headband, like, so he was the dude. Everyone, you know, kind of followed him.
He was the guy the ladies want, and the guys wanna be.
Wanna be on the court.
I said that right.
Quit the racket.
All right.
The 2000, the other release, because the midsole is aged, that in the new pair that coming out this
year,
there is no date yet. It is coming out
this fall, right?
Fall, or I'm guessing fall, yeah, for a price of $150, which is a little pricey, but
especially I looked up the Black Lavas when they came out. Granted, it was 4 years ago, they were $130.
Yeah, so see,
a little bit of a price bump there,
inflation.
It's getting hard out here in these streets.
But for you party people out there, I'm with you guys this time because I will be going for this. Shouldn't be too expensive after they come out.
Okay.
I need that pair in my life.
Well, next up is a pair that we did not get, even though we said we would have liked to.
It's
the Dior Greenwood Nike SB Dunk High. Crazy, crazy pair.
Like, wild.
I think my favorite pair that's come out. This
you're the one that brought this one up because
we touched on it briefly last week when it released. So hello there. these have come and gone from the sneakers app. They are on StockX. The last sale was 200, but I think in your specific size, probably going to be a little more pricey because they retailed for 180. So.
Yeah. Right.
200 wouldn't be the worst deal, but such a cool pair.
Her name is obviously Dior Greenwood. She's from the Navajo Reservation in northeastern Arizona. She is pursuing a architectural degree in Arizona as well. started her campaign with Nike SB just a few years ago. She skates for the legendary Patty McGee's OG Betty Las Chicas and Propel Skate Academy.
Oh, so she's a skater.
She's a skater, yeah.
Okay.
But also skater and artist. And Apache Skateboards is also who sponsors her. And she also has a blazer high with this that has a front face covering or lace cover, if you will.
Yeah.
To represent kind of like the moccasin look.
Yeah.
Right.
It definitely was in a more moccasin-ish style.
Yeah. And all black too, kind of like a charcoal black.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah. Charcoal is a good word for it. A nice color.
Yes. And what she did for Nike a long time ago when she first started was she customized decks for Nike SB, which was
great. Oh, that's sick.
Super cool. So, really cool artist. You obviously guys know already about the Dunk. We've spoken about so many. But the secret or the different details that separate these from those is this lace cover here in the front, which I thought is awesome. I told Julian the back looks particularly cool. I don't know if you've seen the back a little bit, but colorway goes crazy. The sole is insane.
The light suede materials on there too.
Yes, and the insole is a view of the Arizona desert.
Wow. Lots of crazy details on here.
Super dope.
You got the big or little dipper maybe constellation.
Supposed to be the sky.
Kind of some stars like made into the leather, including the little white accents that help, you know, stylize that.
And kind of across, those are blazer laces.
Really?
They look dope on there.
They look great.
Yes.
This is, like I said, maybe one of my favorite pair that's come out this year.
Dude.
Nike. So these might be one that I try and get, you know,
I was just gonna
after the fact. They're super nice.
Comment down below, should this daddy get these? If we get to a certain number, he has no choice but to do it.
Who knows what that number is? One.
We got it. Oh, well.
Why did you say Julian commented?
I guess I gotta buy it. I haven't seen any pictures of the box. I'm assuming that the box will be insane, though. You know, something representing.
It is a Nike SB release, though, so maybe it's just going to be whatever.
Oh yeah, right. Could be whatever
they're on.
The series they're on. Yeah. You're right. That's true. But also good materials on it. Obviously, the cool suede.
It's almost like it almost looks kind of felt.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then the details that we always talk about. Yeah, like that is so cool to me.
Yeah, the star like cut into the leather is pretty nice.
Cool pair, man. I mean,
and obviously look at the sole, kind of got those cool colors.
I love this. I love that.
It's a pretty sick pair.
Awesome pair.
Last up for new releases, we got also a really cool pair.
This might be my personal favorite out of the three.
Really sick.
Yes.
We got a familiar pair from last week.
Correct.
The New Balance 1906R, this time a collab with Foot Patrol, which I believe is a British company.
UK.
It's from the UK, yeah? No,
their flagship store is in London.
Is that right, isn't it?
They also have a store in Paris. I don't know how long it was.
But yes, these are the 1906R X-rays, as it were.
Inspired by medical imaging.
That is the X-ray.
You couldn't tell me. It already came out May 31st.
Yes.
Well, it's cool about these. They only came out for Foot Patrol and the two stores.
Yeah.
In-store and they're online. But I don't think they do international shipping, so you have to be within the UK limits. They came out for $200 US and £155 sterling.
Oh.
I've been reading, bro.
You've been reading. I don't know what that is.
And I already did some research because this is one pair, after seeing it, I was like, I don't really have any New Balance. I only have like one or two pairs and I need a cool pair. This is it right here, man.
You're going to drop
I'm going to drop it. It's
300 is what the stock is listed for the 9 right about, now.
Yeah. I think I might have to do
some of the other sizes, they're all listed for like 500.
Yeah, so dude.
We'll see. Maybe it'll settle down. But
also imagine how many
pretty crazy.
Actually, how many pairs are actually in the United States right now. So
not a lot.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. So, if you get your hands on these, that would be pretty sick.
They look awesome.
Yeah, so obviously the main body part of the shoe is kind of a bluish silver, which represents the X-ray imaging.
Yeah, but like with a weird shine to it, right? Like a cool type of shine.
Yeah, it's got a glow, kind of like an X-ray would. The bottom, the sole is, of course, bone colored.
Yes.
And then the midsole here that you can see on the bottom and also on the right-hand side, and you can see it kind of more from a side view.
Yes.
It's that reddish brown color to represent muscle, I read.
And look at it. It's kind of like stretched out like a muscle.
Yeah, it
kind
looks almost gross. But,
is this the body exhibit?
Ew. No, this when I first saw this pair, I'm like, man, that's actually like a sick idea that didn't turn out super corny.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Because you could have just put like skeleton feet on it.
Yes.
And like that would have looked kind of dumb.
A cool, realistic way of kind of
to
picturing it.
Yes.
Because when I see it and I hear the name, yes. Because that's like looking at it on the wall when you're in a hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
The chest X-ray. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
In this place, a foot.
A maybe. Foot X-ray.
Feet.
Feet. X-ray. A feet X-ray.
Yeah.
Okay, good doc. Go for it. Yeah, very cool pair. I would be happy to sponsor. Well, not sponsor, but support you in getting these shoes.
Thank you. I will. We'll document my. My journey into buying these.
Let's fly to Britain, everybody.
Comment down below.
And let's steal them and from we'll someone. We'll find a guy that's wearing them and we'll rob him.
If you guys can fund our trip to London, we'll take this pair off the guy's feet at the foot patrol store.
Run it, mate.
Just kidding. No threats. but I just want to talk a little bit. The cool thing about this shoe is the sail-colored midsole accentuated by a vibrant red Nergy. Nergy is their technology for the sole, specifically for New Balance. It has the word Nergy right there.
N-R-G?
N-E-R-G-Y. And spelled out on the heel, gel and midfoot shank add a striking finish touch to the ensemble. So that is the whole bone colored part is what their technology consists of for New Balance and for a lot of their models. So. That's what separates them from all the other companies. Cool pair.
I think we briefly mentioned it. And like you said, you don't have a lot of New Balances. I think I also, and I think maybe my next shoe that I get is I want it to be a New Balance.
Yeah.
In particular, one of the skate shoes that's going to be sponsored for the U.S. skating team at the Olympics this year. The 408, the numeric 408.
Yes.
Those are sick.
Also,
and I saw a picture of them with
super
like fat skater laces on them. I'm like, that looks so good.
Not too many pictures of out yet of them, right?
They're out. You can get, they're doing a particular colorway for Team USA,
right.
So that's kind of the big deal.
The green colors that we're talking about?
Yeah. Probably not going to get your hands on those, but there are some pairs out on New Balance right now that I think are pretty nice.
Okay.
There's one kind of bright yellow one that I didn't really care for, but there's one a little more muted browns and stuff like that.
Right.
I thought it looked really good. So, and I think they're somewhere in between 100 and 130 bucks, so they're not crazy.
That's not bad. Great investment for your feet and your body, too, because
I kind of want to try them on, and if I can,
I think you'd like them, bro, honestly.
Just to get the sizing right, you know, just because my feet are all messed up, and they never fit any shoes I wear.
I think 13, maybe, dude?
12 and a half is what I'll shoot for, and then,
that'll start it.
Yeah.
Bring both. See.
Yeah, bring exactly. Bring both. My good Foot Locker, sir.
Send them over.
Party Corner, send them my way.
Send it to our P.O. Box.
111
SNS Drive.
Oh.
Thanks for catching up on that one.
With what? But that's it for new releases.
Yes.
My mainest man. Which means it is time to coppity droppity flippity floppity. Don't test me. I'll rhyme all over your moppity.
Moppity's face.
Burn.
Gotcha.
See? We're beefing too. Beef is hot, right? The beef is sizzling. Here we go.
Kiz up or the drizz up.
The kizzle or the drizzle.
The drizzles.
Here we go. It's time for the ultimate comfy copper drop. You guys might know first before he does.
Interesting.
Yes. In particular, we got the Yeezy Slide going up against the Air More Uptempo Slide, which I've been seeing people kind of clowning lately.
This is for the new generation out there. because you guys love your slides.
That is what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah.
I've never, like, owned a pair of slides.
Yes.
I have some sandals, but, like, I wear them not in the house. Or, you know,
right.
I don't wear them in the way that slides seem to be used. Even when I was playing basketball, either I just wouldn't change my shoes or I just slip back into my Chucks, you know? Like, yeah, that was it. So, yeah, I don't really, I personally don't get it. I've never really tried them, so maybe there's something I'm missing. Same with, like, Crocs. I don't get it, but, again, maybe I'm just missing.
I mean, I come from a generation that bought my slippers from the 99-cent store.
Yeah.
You know, the Target, the cheapest pair, the flip-flops is what kind of what they were called, right?
Yeah.
Now there's a... We've entered an age where the sandal is kind of... They have quality ones, you know? You got memory foam in the sandal. You got companies who specialize
like Crocs.
In Crocs who just do the sandal. We have collabs with sandals nowadays.
And the Crocs collabs in particular have been selling out like crazy.
Like,
I think mainly because
hotcakes.
A lot of people want to resell them to kids. Like they had the Lightning McQueen collab that I remember seeing like Nice Kicks on Instagram post all these clips of people going crazy in stores. The Shrek ones people are going crazy for.
Shrek. All the Toy Story ones, the Disney ones. Yeah. The
collabs, like people obsess over them,
There's a cowboy boot croc, you know?
Yeah, I saw that one.
This is super starting to gain a lot of traction. The Air More Uptempo slide. This is probably
Jordan slides, of course.
Jordan slides, yeah. Jordan slides, always.
Sorry, what were you going to say about...
And the Adidas Yeezy slide is probably the number one slide at the moment.
Yeah.
Especially with the younger generation.
Yes. And
I have to say, they are very comfy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the Air More Uptempo checks over stripes for me. There is a Air Max unit in the sandal right there. Look.
Oh, my God.
I got to go with the Air More. Slip on.
Does this change anything for you? $85 for the Air More Uptempo.
I do not agree with the price. I'll tell you that much.
$70 for the Yeezy slides.
I don't agree with the price with both. I think the price should be cut in half for both.
Oh, easily. I cannot imagine paying. I could get an actual pair of shoes. These shoes I'm wearing were retail like $60.
Yeah.
I don't
see what it exactly.
Yeah,
an actual shoe is the price
that
of
I can
a sandal.
Do, like. What if you had to run? What if your house was on fire?
Not what I'm grabbing, exactly. But what would you get?
I would obviously go with the Air More Tempo slides. One of my favorite shoes.
In that USA colorway?
Yes! Like? I would definitely do that.
Custom?
Get the white ones, then you can just color them in yourself.
Do it yourself, yeah. So double Air More Uptempo today.
Right. Yes, we're dropping the Yeezys, which, you know, I mean, whew, good decision there.
But since we are talking about Yeezys, they're all on Adidas.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of them. We're helping you, Adidas. Some of them are 50% off. Go, everybody.
We talked about it briefly. It's like kind of crazy how a lot of people online are going crazy for all of the new releases.
Yep.
I guess, you know, separate the product from the producer, but it would be... I don't know. Kanye is just like, what a mess. That anything Kanye is associated with is just like, oh God, like.
Also.
I don't know.
Also, he's been so disconnected from Adidas for so long now. If there was, I think, a line of shoes that's kind of, I guess you could say, outdated or not, just no one's really wearing them anymore. I don't personally see them too much. It's that whole Yeezy line.
Yeah.
And like you said, that's connected. If Kanye doesn't have any connection to it, he's not putting any love or any attention to it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something that is going to be part of or liked by the culture.
I guess that makes it easier to actually buy a pair because if he's disavowing Adidas,
then
maybe it's like, okay, well, I can buy the shoes then if Kanye doesn't like them, you know? I guess that's an interesting way to look at it.
Right. There's different perspectives on it, you know?
But enough about...
But thank you for the cop or drop.
Yes. Thank you for copying and dropping.
We went free... And comfortable this week.
Toes out, baby.
Toes out. Bros out. BBL.
Julie. All right. It's time to get to the shoes that are on your feet when you play basketball. And they're fire.
lava or baklava. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
First up, third week in a row that this shoe has appeared on the pod.
Yeah.
And it is none other.
Big Red Boot.
Yep. Back again.
Yep.
Can't believe they're playing in these. It's none other than the Nike Sabrina 2. And this week, we've got her PE.
Fire.
Which is very, yeah, they are in fuego. This seems to be kind of a... I actually don't know if this is a PE. They might release these, because this is very similar...
I think that's going to come out.
...to a colorway that they previously released. So I'm wondering if this is kind of going to be her one... You know, how you have, like, the Aunt Pearls? Like, if this colorway is going to be one you see on every Sabrina going forward.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised either. This is... On the other shoe, this is a little more muted. Colors aren't as bright, but it was Brooklyn's Finest was the name of the colorway.
Sick name.
I love the little splash of like red or pink that's under on the sole.
I do too.
So sick.
I personally specifically like it because it reminds me of a Back to the Future colorway.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There is a Hyperdunk, which Kobe famously made, which is exactly like that colorway with hints of pink on it, too, to kind of resemble the clock and the old emblem of Back to the Future.
Yes.
So this reminds me of that a lot. Even the reflectiveness of it kind of reminds you of the DeLorean, kind of, whatever, right?
That reflective quality, yeah.
Yeah.
I also noticed a little bit later, look at the ball. We talked about it last time,
how
we like it because it's white and orange. I wonder if this is like a Brooklyn-specific ball. Kind of actually cool.
That's super cool.
And like something that I don't think you could really do in the NBA because the ball's all one color.
Yeah.
But since the WNBA ball is already two colors, might as well throw in some changes every once in a while. It's pretty cool.
And I don't think color changes the feel of it. So that'll see the players complaining about it.
I guess it depends on how you can make the leather of it, you know?
Like, and then how you dye it.
Yeah. How acceptable it is with the dye. But I thought that was a neat little thing. This was from June 2nd, just a few days ago. Liberty whooped the Fever. I cannot stress that enough. 104-68. Caitlin Clark had easily her worst game as a professional, maybe her worst game ever. She was 3 points on 1-for-10 shooting. Did have 5 assists, so, you know, tried to help in other ways. 2 rebounds and 2 steals. But the woman we're talking about here, Sabrina Ionescu, been doing her thing. 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists on 5 of 10 shooting. Only 4 turnovers and 2 fouls. And she was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
Beast.
Yeah, she's...
Love her.
She's really... I feel like this season in particular, she just seems so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
In the few games I've watched, I'm like, she's just in control.
We also brought up that Caitlin kind of... Lit a fire under her.
A whole new
motivation.
Yeah.
To, you know, I'm here too. Don't forget about me.
Maybe a rivalry nonetheless.
Yeah. Cool picture too. You got Caitlin in there.
Yeah. Caitlin's been catching some heat lately from other WNBA players.
Also like, getting hurt a little bit.
Yeah. We kind of thought it, you know, needs to, this is going to be a tough transition. Getting beat up a little bit. She's had some hard fouls, though. There was a foul that they upgraded to a flagrant one after the game, so that's pretty bad.
That foul, that Chenity, where she just kind of hit her on the side. Super unnecessary, I felt, you know, and then unfortunate event at their hotel with a fan kind of harassing the players, especially her.
Yeah.
That is definitely unnecessary. Never
should be that's allowed. A flagrant, too.
That's flagrant for the fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Never should be even thought about, but...
No, you shouldn't have to worry about that.
You know, I guess...
So that's pretty bad.
I guess, I mean, it comes with it. They want, you know, there's more attention to the WNBA, which they deserve. The players are getting a little more money in terms of their salary, flights. But hopefully nobody gets hurt, man.
And a lot of it's being attributed to Caitlin Clark, which I think is where you find some players taking objection, even... fellow rookie Angel Reese said, it's not just her, it's me too. And I get that, but in a lot of ways, Caitlin Clark is definitely steering the ship.
Yeah.
Whether she wants to or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she chose to be the face of the league as a rookie in her, you know, 12th game, but
carrying it well.
This is what happens. You know, we talked about it briefly. You know, similar to MJ's first year, where you should take it as a compliment that all these players are getting mad at you.
Yep.
You know, you're that good. So she'll find her own. But yes,
winning will cure that eventually.
Yes, exactly. It'll come with time, I'm sure. Here's a closer look at this pair.
Oh man, so nice.
Yes, pretty nice.
Not fair.
No, it's pretty great.
We were talking about her logo. We both like it. It's an S. You mentioned that the I is in the middle.
I believe that's the yeah.
We have also, which is tripping me out till this day. And we also talked about how the shoe resembles a Kobe a lot to me. And now that I look at the symbol, now it almost looks like an 8.
It does look like an 8. Yeah, I was noticing
that. I wonder if that's on purpose. Kind of crazy. Think about
could be. Yeah, who knows?
You know, the amount of detail they put into these things, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Every single part is, like, incredibly thought out.
Would you buy these? I would, for sure.
This particular colorway?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to wear. For sure for basketball, but
not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could actually see wearing this model not on the court, but maybe I'd have to wait for, like, a different colorway.
Yeah.
Maybe a little darker.
Yeah.
Something that can be a little more subtle.
Right.
But yeah, another great. I mean, super nice. Shaping up to be another podcast favorite.
Oh yeah.
Next up here, we got, you know, Sabrina's the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, so we needed the Western Conference Player of the Week, and I would say the early MVP candidate, Asia Wilson for the Las Vegas Aces.
One more game.
Yeah. In a similar colorway, I'd say.
Very nice.
A LeBron 21 PE for her with these kind of lavender colors.
Yes.
I would say. And the Aces, of course, have just been rolling.
This player has on a very crazy pair as well. That is very hard to find.
What are those?
So there's I believe it's a charity called KAO. It's dedicated to breast cancer. And they do colorways with Nike, just all pink.
Okay.
So there's an all pink LeBron and all the LeBron numbers. There's a pink Kobe and certain numbers. I think they only raffle them or charity. So I don't think
really?
Not a lot of people have it. Those are hard to find.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
That's
pretty
dope. Sick. It's a cool picture, bro. You have two cool pairs in there.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do.
I have a podcast.
Have you heard?
Can I be on it?
We're pretty busy, dude.
I'll write you down.
Yeah, socks and snacks. Watch out. Yeah, Adrian Wilson has just kind of been
on
another level, and the Aces have certainly benefited from that. She's averaging this year a so far career high, and they only have played 7 games, 27.9 points, so we can chalk that up to 28. 12.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 2 steals, 2.5 blocks, only 1.5 turnovers, and only 2 fouls. On 51% shooting. She is just not fair, dude. Leading the league in points per game, leading the league in rebounds per game. And, you know, the Aces have a pretty decent record, 5-2. The Connecticut Sun are 9-0, so they're leading the league. But, just kind of a ridiculous season for Asia so far. Easy MVP favorite.
Okay, I got a joke. Here's my impression of the coach of the other team playing the Las Vegas Aces. You ready? Who's got Asia? Just kidding. That was a very bad joke. I stole that from Adam Sandler.
So it's not even your joke.
It's not at all. I'm a poser.
In this game against the Wings, which was on June 5th, she had 36 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 steals, a block. Only 3 turnovers and 1 foul on 15-22 shooting. Just ridiculous.
What are you going to do, man? There's nothing you can do about that.
I don't know.
It's just one of those players.
You can do the Chuck method and, you know, slash her tires. You got to find a way to make sure she doesn't get to the arena. That's the only way to guard her.
From what I hear from the players and their podcasts, when it comes to players of this caliber, they just say, you pencil them in for their numbers. Just give them a hard time.
There's not much you can do.
Yeah.
To stop this, and this year in
particular, she's gonna get her 27.
Ridiculous, you know? Yeah.
Also, they look great. The team, itself.
Yeah, the team's like, although there was a really funny play, I don't know if you saw it, where Jackie Young inbounded, like, in this game, actually, she inbounded the ball to the wings and just wasn't even paying attention, just, like, talking to her team or the ref or something, passed it straight to the wings defender, and there, I think it was Kelsey Plum, was, like, deeper in the backcourt than she thought, so she just saw someone in front of her and just said, here you go.
Yeah, whoops.
And the player that grabbed it didn't even really know what to do. She just held it for a second and was like, oh, and then shot a three. It was a really funny play.
Reminds me of that time DeAndre Jordan caught the rebound but didn't shoot it, and Chris Paul is jumping like a little kid.
I hope that's in the clip show.
It's in the intro, I think, or something like that. Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I've watched, by the way.
How's it going?
It's... You know, it's very enjoyable. I love Ed O'Neill, man. Can't complain.
I know. I love Ed O'Neill, too. That's why I was kind of like, I'm bummed you're playing, like, the worst guy ever.
Yeah, and it's kind of a known thing now, kind of trending. I told Julian the casting was kind of funny. I think Lawrence Fishburne as Doc is great. I think Sterling with Ed O'Neill, obviously a good one. There's Shelley Sterling. Is that her name?
I think so, yeah.
Is that his wife? Also not bad. But the players, I don't know what happened there.
And especially coming from the Lakers show.
Yeah.
Where
makes you appreciate that show so much more.
I think they maybe even, you know, emphasize looks over even acting ability, which, you know, that's an interesting choice to make. Not, I don't think any of the actors were particularly bad.
Interesting, but to me that matters, though, kind of.
No, it does matter, because I do think, and I think before that show obviously ended prematurely. But I think towards that second season, they really steered the focus away from the players, and in particular Magic and Kareem, and more towards Pat Riley, who was played by Adrian Brody, and he was so good in the show, and he looked good. But yeah, everyone in that show looked
perfect,
great.
Yeah,
yeah, like the wardrobe department, the makeup department, hair
killed it.
Yeah, crazy.
Jason Segel.
Yeah, man. That was a little strange. I don't know if that one.
I didn't expect it. Okay. I just didn't expect it.
No, exactly. I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Here is another closer look at these bad boys.
Bad girls. Those bad girls. We've spoken about the 21 a couple times.
Yes.
We both like it. A good little model. Expensive on
they're always,
the expensive side.
Yeah.
That we've said. Yeah. I don't personally know if I would buy a pair. For me, just because I think the price for the shoe alone is a little much for me. If I were to buy a shoe indoors,
we've mentioned it, but Asia Wilson will be getting her own shoe eventually. But she has been kind of the one of the lead players for the LeBron models the last few years.
Yeah,
besides of course LeBron.
Right.
So very cool for her to, you know, get all these crazy PEs before she gets her own shoe.
Definitely.
So, looking forward to that.
But also a cool colorway.
Last up, we have a pair from the finals. Nike Trader, Jaylen Brown.
Yes. GT. Nike GT.
Cut. I don't know.
That was funny earlier.
Which one is it? Jump?
The cut.
Is the cut?
Cut okay. Two. Yeah. Which one is it? First of all, did he take off anything here? Obviously, that is part of the sole, the swoosh.
And that's, and so explain to the people a little bit what's going on here.
Mr. Jaylen Brown is not a fond guy, a fond of branding on his shoes. He is boycotted Nike. Specifically,
in particular,
especially calling out LeBron. This has not gone any further than him just tweeting some stuff. But he's taken the Nike swooshes off the Kobe's. He's taken it off of other shoes. Same as Kyrie Irving, kind of covered up all the swooshes on all the shoes he had. And here we are, he's wearing the Nike GT Cut 2 now. Looks like he did take off some branding, minus the one on the heel.
Which I think is molded to the shoe, so...
No choice.
You can't really remove it. You could cover it up, which he elected not to. But yes, he did remove a check. And I think how you mentioned the thing with LeBron, I think that goes all the way back to 2018, 2019. There was the riots in, I believe it was Hong Kong, or maybe Taiwan. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But Taiwan in particular is, you know, a small island nation that is part of China, but they operate themselves as an independent government, but technically China claims ownership essentially over that territory. Right. And so there were some big protests in regards to that. And I remember being disappointed in LeBron as well at the time, because there was a lot of people publicly coming out.
He stood pat.
And saying, you know, this is crazy. China shouldn't be doing this, all this and that. And yeah, he was one to not speak up, and largely, I think he maybe even said something like, you know, I can't say anything because of Nike. They're, you know, huge in China. They're all made in China.
Factories are all over.
So he didn't really want to rock the boat, which is a little disappointing. I think, you know,
yeah,
given the choice, Nike's going to choose LeBron no matter what he says, almost. So it would have been nice for him to have spoken out at that time. Obviously, LeBron is a huge philanthropist and does a lot of good work
for exactly.
his I Promise School to, you know, even some of his film, his film production work is focused on documentaries that have a cause. So
correct.
He does a lot of good work, but I also remember being disappointed. And I guess that's where Jaylen Brown's frustration extends from as well. But it's kind of weird.
It's in his best interest to stay neutral, right?
Yeah. It's kind of weird with Jaylen Brown. Like, why hasn't he moved? Like, why doesn't he wear another shoe? Is he under contract with them? And this is like a weird gray area yeah. where as long as he wears the shoes, they don't care what he does to them.
Because
mm-hmm. it's been a while, you know?
We spoke about it a couple episodes ago. I want to say maybe 5 or 6 episodes ago, where he is under discussions to sign with the international I'm guessing, you know, one of the China. Or,
it's got
to
be Anta. It's got to be Anta.
Maybe
which would be kind of ironic because, again, if it was based on this whole Chinese independence thing,
mm-hmm.
that would be kind of going back on what you said.
Right.
Right. You know, not my business. So
right.
It is what it
is. He's also not really spoke about it lately. So
no, he obviously continues to do it. So he still has some kind of feelings about it.
Right.
Or maybe he just doesn't want to stop at this point.
Right.
But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Anta because of his close relationship with Kyrie that yeah. stems from Kyrie's 1 year with Boston. But yeah, interesting. Kind of a crazy looking pair, just to talk about the shoes themselves. They look like a disco ball a
yeah.
little bit. They're very shiny.
Kind of fitting too with the finals going on and the
yes.
Celtics being in the finals. He's outshining Tatum a little bit.
I think so. As we mentioned, he is the reigning Eastern Conference Finals MVP. But yeah, he's been, I would say, balling out. In the first game, which we touched on at the top of the show, he had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks, 2 turnovers, and only 3 fouls on 7 of 12 shooting. Porzingis, as we talked about, had 20 off the bench. And as to toot my own horn a little bit, as I predicted, Kyrie had a poor game,
yeah.
12 points on 6 of 19 shooting.
Yeah, not good.
I do think
not good.
Drew and Derek White, that's going to be trouble. That's a great matchup to watch out for.
It was kind of interesting to watch. Whenever Kyrie had the ball, Drew was on him, and Derek White would kind of shadow behind and watch Kyrie's every move. And when Kyrie would attack, Derek would kind of sneak up behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him get a couple steals. Kind of cool attack.
Yeah. And the Celtics they kind of did it as a team. Because Brown with the 22, that was the team high. You know?
They were all hot in the beginning.
All the starters were in double digits. Porzingis off the bench. Sam Hauser had 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know former Laker legend Svi Mykhailiuk is on the Celtics.
Yep.
And he got 3 minutes and scored his only shot attempt. So pretty sick.
So, yeah, cool for him, man.
But yeah, I think Jaylen Brown's really coming into his own after
yeah.
all this debate of Tatum or Brown. Who do they keep? And obviously they were able to keep both.
Yeah.
I still think this is Tatum's team, but having a number 2 guy like Jaylen Brown ain't too shabby.
Yeah. I got to take back some of the things that I said, some of the ways I felt about him as a player. He's definitely stepped it up. Specifically these last 2 series.
Yeah, you kept saying he should be playing Trasket ball, and I was like, that's... wow.
Should be playing...
Slam
another
ball.
Another sport. No, but specifically defensively, I was kind of impressed.
Crazy.
He's also a very big forward. You know what I mean?
He's a big,
covers a lot of ground, but he's also really huge. And the Mavericks are going to have a very hard time.
It's going to be rough. I think they'll definitely get one in Dallas.
You think they go 2-0?
Yeah,
up
I do.
2-0, sorry.
Yeah. I think the Celtics will go up 2-0.
Yeah.
I think the Mavs will at least get one in Dallas, but I wouldn't be surprised if they went back to Boston down 3-1.
And over in 5.
I think it'll be a 6-game series.
Yeah.
But
Mavs will sneak another one in there somewhere.
I think so. Obviously, after it's hard. You don't want to judge too quickly, even after a beatdown like tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Mavs will find a way to get 2.
For those of you who follow the NBA script, I can see it coming together now. Celtics win. They go up 1.
Okay. Yep.
Championship on the Lakers.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They go up 1. I'm thinking long.
They win the whole thing, not one game.
I'm thinking future. Right. Celtics win. They get their 18th. LeBron retires soon, gets one more to tie them again before he retires.
Okay. And then comes out of retirement.
Adam Silver told me. Then he comes out of retirement.
Space Jam 3 is filmed at this point.
So
he's back in shape.
They get Bill Murray
to
do it again.
Bill Murray also comes out of retirement. He's not very good.
But he does get good passes in. He's an assist guy.
Da, 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 da.
Where are my Jordan 9s? The ones I wore. Right? He wears those. So he comes back on the Lakers. Bronny gets traded to the Lakers, becomes a star. Nobody knew saw it coming.
Lakers. Okay, I'm confused now. Is this the NBA Lakers script or the Space Jam 3 script? Because now that sounds,
I just went overboard. I'm sorry, like I went overboard. Sorry. Yeah. But the script up until the Lakers winning one more so that they tie it is real.
True. real quick. As you know, somewhat older NBA fans, and this is not new anymore, but what do you prefer in the final schedule? Do you like the old 2-3-2?
No.
Okay, good. Me neither. I like the 2-2-2 or 2-2-1-1-1-1.
I never thought it was more fair. Yes. I never thought it was fair that the team that didn't get home court advantage gets 3 in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? After 2 games. I never thought that was fair, but I'm glad they changed it back.
I remember in that 2010 finals, those 3 games in Boston were brutal.
Oh, it was hard to watch.
Had to come back and win 2 in a row at home.
So hard to watch, bro.
Crazy. Do you think, while we're on that topic, the Lakers would have won if Kendrick Perkins didn't get injured in game 6 or 7?
Kendrick Perkins, in his career, that was probably at his best, I think.
Yeah.
And he was giving us problems.
Because I remember they brought Sheed off the bench. And I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But Sheed was pretty much washed at that point. So he didn't really have a great series.
Honestly, I think they still could have pulled it off. But could the Celtics have... Could have it went the other way? Definitely.
One of the craziest Game 7s. One of the best series of all time. That Game 7 was brutal.
Exactly. I was just thinking about this the other day. One of those moments where you remember everything, right? That you remember the day.
Yeah.
How stressed out you were. Kobe wasn't making shots. We went down, you know. Celtics hit those threes late to kind of keep it kind of close with seconds left. The most stressful Laker game in my life, I think.
Yeah,
for
sure. Easily. That was the worst game ever.
Yeah.
I remember it was like my last day of middle school, so they had like the graduation thing.
Yeah.
And I got sick. Like, I did it, but then I came home and the game was on.
Yeah.
And we were watching it, and I was like sick to my stomach, so I was in
the
bedroom away because all my family, like, we had family here.
Done with school already.
Yeah.
Right? Done with school.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was in my parents' bedroom, and I was watching it there kind of just by myself on the bed, and it was the stomach flu, and we win the championship, and I get up and run to the bathroom and yak. That's how I celebrated my Lakers and everyone's like,
I never heard the story.
Everyone's like, you were probably just really stressed. And I'm like,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I was very stressed. I was just sitting there.
Sick and then stressed out because of the game. And then your body's like, what's happening?
And
right
then, full the high school basketball tryouts were the next day. And I did not do well. I did not make the team.
And I still threw up again.
You're up. Catch the ball.
Did you make the team?
No. I did not.
They made the mistake.
Look at me
coach,
now.
Coach.
Look at me
jerk.
Now. Peak basketball conditioning.
If you're watching, you're a jerk.
Hey, if you're watching, don't. Don't like, don't subscribe. Get out. Party Corner, you can stay.
That's right. Party Corner, you're always good.
You're
to
good,
us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for another dope episode, for watching and listening. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you. Summer is just around the corner.
It's hot like a mug.
We got stuff planned. We got stuff coming up. We will see you soon. We'll see you next week on the Flippity Flop.